And welcome back to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. That's right, it's back. I'm Dave Guerra. Welcome again, everybody. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading this episode. And I told you we'd be back with a different iteration, and now we're here. It's something a little different than before. In this case, more observing the observations, takeaways from our time in Berlin. And, well, you know what? I'm just going to get into it. This first one is a big, good introduction one, and I call it Autumn in Berlin, Herbst in Berlin, and I talk about, well, sitting here in South Texas and thinking back in time about what was going on, and just something that caught my attention, and I just went with it. So, hope you enjoy it, and we'll be back with more, I guarantee it. November 9, 2022. Autumn in Berlin, Herbst in Berlin. As I sit here in South Texas enjoying the mid-autumn evening, the chill of 80-degree weather is in the air. It almost, I mean, if I squint hard enough, it almost reminds me of autumn in Berlin. But in Berlin, we had the cool, crisp air warning us that winter is on its way, and it will be here sooner rather than later. The smell of a warm bratwurst and pomfrits, mid-Mayo bitte, wafting through the air as we step off the number 10 bus, cross the street, cross Clay Alley, and make our way down to the Oscar Elinaheim U-Bahnhof. The leaves of the linden, the maple, the oak, and the horse chestnut all turning colors at their own pace. Back then, the leaves turning were the only thing allowed to do so at their own pace. Whether in the Grunewald or in the Tiergarten, or just walking down Gerzallee, the colors varied, but when looking down the Strasse, the colors all delivered a most beautiful scene. So inviting, so warm, and at times made you miss home a little bit more. That was Berlin for you. But soon there'd be a realization. The realization would come in the form of raindrops falling down on us just as the leaves themselves fell from the trees. Soon snowflakes would fall from the sky, replacing the cold rains that usually fell from the dark clouds that crossed all the borders and checkpoints, also with impunity. Adding to the darkness of the sky was the inevitable time change. Fall back 1 hour. While the extra hour of sleep was welcome on the weekend, the extra hour of duty for those not so lucky, well, that's a different story. And then, the regular days after the fall back, well, 1700 hours was the time to kick off the boots and bring on the night. However, it really lost something when the sun sets at around 4:30. Long before you leave McNair Barracks and enjoy the last moments of the day. But that's okay, because spring was only another 4 or so months away, and in the meantime, there was still plenty of Berlin left to enjoy. The Christmas season was set to begin just a few days away, but I'll save that for a different time. I'll save Christmas in Berlin for a different episode. For now, there was still time to soak in as much of the cool, crisp air before the temperature got too low, and prompting the homes on Osterweg and Seehofstrasse and Karlsenstrasse and all around McNair and Berlin, where they would use their fireplaces for the first time since last spring. Once the burning oak wood smoke fills the evening air, the sure sign of winter's arrival. Meanwhile, inside McNair Barracks, inside the perimeter, well, we're all going about our daily activities. And in the evening, either we wander over to the starlight for a beer or two, or we find ourselves walking out the main gate to catch the 10 bus over to Oscar Elinaheim again. And no matter where we go, we are in Berlin, and that's a good thing. Even if we go walking past the front gate and continue walking on those road marches over to the Grunewald, it's still a good thing. However, this evening, as I sit back in my favorite chair and think back to those heady days of the mid-1980s and West Berlin during the Cold War, and realize just how special it was to be in Berlin, and to be with the citizens of Berlin, and of course, of our special mission in that divided city. Tonight, I raise a shot of Applecorn to all my friends, my colleagues, my Berlin Brigade family, to the citizens of Berlin, East and West, and of course, November 9th. 1989, raise a glass to the entire Federal Republic of Germany and the German Democratic Republic. Prost. All right, let's wrap it up. I'm David Guerra, and this is the BerlinBrigade.com podcast, iteration number 2, the second edition, I guess is what you'd call it. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll be doing more like it. Maybe not as deep, but we'll be doing more like it. And so be on the lookout for these. These will not be on a regular schedule. These will be scattered throughout the year, and we'll just go this route and see how things go. So if you have any ideas, comments, concerns, let me know. Drop me a note, davidg@berlinbrigade.com, or just catch me on the Twitter, Berlin Brigade, at Berlin Brigade, or on the Facebook page, Berlin Brigade, facebook.com/Berlin Brigade, and just drop me a message there. But other than that, hey, thank you for stopping by. Thank you again for downloading. Thank you for listening. And you know what? This is BerlinBrigade.com out.